Hi, the name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership. In this podcast series, I share with you the formula for creating a meaningful life by using my life stories and experiences that have shaped me. Some good, some bad. I talk you through some of the practical ways to find purpose and fulfillment. It is a weekly series, so do subscribe so as not to miss out on anything. My hope is you too can start creating a meaningful life for yourself. I hope you find the chat as useful as I have having it. Life, purpose, leadership. I remember preparing for my final A-level algebra paper. Well, more or less the equivalent. It was the South African apartheid system. My bed would be covered with an ocean of scrap A sheets of paper, with hundreds, if not thousands, of quadratic equations, all the practice examples you can think of. I was energized by the thought of doing the exam. I know it sounds a little bit weird, being enthralled by algebra, but it was believing in the power of my understanding and using this knowledge in a wise and almost, dare I say, enlightened way. I got an A. William, my 8-year-old son, loves maths too. It must be in our genes. Like Mrs. Gatley, William's teacher loves maths. When William came home from school the other day, he was so excited he recited the 9x table, and we high-fived, and I said, "Everything has a formula, William." Life is about key elements put together in a certain way. I used to believe life just happened to me. But life is more than just hoping to fit into a pair of jeans just because you used to fit into them. Life has essential components that, if put together properly, by using the right formula, we are happy and fulfilled. We fit our jeans perfectly. Now, I help loads of people across the world, in business and in life generally. Thousands and thousands of people over the past 15 years. I have created such a formula that when applied to every aspect of your life produces results. It yields your real meaning. It has generated a completeness for me I have never known before. It's the recipe for success. I call it my game. S plus V times I equals P. The S stands for story and strengths. You find what you are truly passionate about in your story. They are your real strengths, not the strengths just in a work context, but what you are truly capable of as a human being. The V is about your values, the things that are important to you. I sometimes refer to these as my standards of behavior. You find these too in your life experiences. Living by them brings a completeness. Add these together and multiply them by I for intuition. In my experience, we place too much emphasis on cognitive intelligence. When we trust our gut, we step into a space of pure potentiality. Allow your potential to be driven by real gratitude, and what you get out of all of this is purpose, your truth, the essence of you. With that, we can create meaning in our lives. This series of podcasts is designed to help you discover the value of this formula for you, helping you to fit into the right pair of jeans for you. It's taken me a whole life's work thus far to find it. This formula will fast track you to finding, speaking, and living your true purpose and a meaningful life. If, like me, you've ever felt not good enough, or like me, still at times, you feel not good enough to warrant the achievements you've reached, this podcast series will be helpful. If, like me, you have asked, "Who am I?" this podcast series would be helpful. It'll help you if you find it difficult to recognize what you're capable of. Maybe you're not sure about being able to take the next step. You know what is expected of you, but you're not sure how you're going to do it. You're not sure how you should be to continue to be the success that you are. The success you know you ought to be. There are many books and articles and people telling us the way to fulfillment and happiness, the best way to be ourselves, the best way to make $1 million, the only way to run a business, the only way to find happiness, the clear path to success. And all these books and stuff have one thing in common. They're all about an end goal. They're all about striving for something, which, by the way, is wonderful and very human. They are all about what could be. But what if you are enough? I am enough, even with my abusive past. What if within you are all the ingredients necessary? You just haven't blended them properly. You just haven't folded them in well enough. What if how you are feeling now, positive or negative, is enough? You can use your feelings in a useful, unattached way as guiding lights, signposts. What if you could live now, be now, and let go of the attachment to tomorrow, and use yesterday to guide you through the present? Someone very famous said, "We only have the present." This podcast series is about capitalizing on how you are now. It is all about the present you, and the value this has for living and leading with purpose, and creating a meaningful life for you and the people around you. This podcast series will help you use your current feelings, emotions, and thinking to connect with yourself and communicate more powerfully with others. This podcast series is a tool to help you mine what it is to be you now and cast yourself in the lead role to play life presently. When was the last time you did something fully? Not thinking about the next thing to do, not working out who might be at the next meeting or when the next meeting might be, not thinking through the next steps, did something wholly. At any given point in our lives, we are constantly looking into the future. Whether we are thinking about what time the next bus comes, to assessing whether we need to allocate more resources to the project that we might be working in the office in 6 months' time. Know your feelings, know who you are, trust yourself, and be yourself. Only then will you be trustworthy. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week, where I explore the practice and value of being present in a playful and fun way, entitled, "I Always Wanted to Do Drag, But Never Thought I Was Good Enough." So that's it. The name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.